Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ooh, yeah, boo. Hello, Kiswahili. How y'all doing? I trust everyone had a pleasant weekend to make it through and be able to enjoy another week to begin. Alrighty now, today we're going to discuss Sir Mr. Osborne Dorsey. He created the doorknob and the doorstop. When you go to your door, when you go to your closet, anywhere throughout your whole house, know that thank you, Mr. Osborne Dorsey, you are allowed some semblance of privacy, because before him there was just a piece of string to push and pull, a piece of wood to turn and the lock and so on and so forth. Anyway, he made, one more time, the doorknob. I knowledge every time I leave home, thanks to Osborne Dorsey, that my door is semi-secure because I have a door knob. Yes. Also, there are times when I wish for my door to not to bang up against the wall. That's why you got the back door stoppers. Also, if there's a time when I maybe just want to crack my door, you have the door stoppers that keep the door from sliding all the way closed. One more time. As your life goes on and you start recognizing reflections of yourself, that is, if you got feet upon the stone and head of a lamp, and you refuse to allow others to tell you who you is and who you ain't, then you will acknowledge, you will acknowledge your brothers and sisters' reflections of yourself, because thanks to them, you are able to leave your residence because you feel secure in your doorknob, thanks to a black man, Sir Mr. Osborne Dorsey. Also, thanks to a black man, you are able to prop your door open with a door stop. You are also able to open your door without having to worry about it banging against the wall one more time, thanks to someone who has feet of polished gold and head of wood of lamb. And as always, let's keep in mind the three W's. The whole wide world uses his inventions, even though, you know, reflections of him are not to be known to have the intelligence to create. One more time. Once you stop looking at Westinghouse and all these brand names and start looking at the source, then you can start having pride. I look at a doorknob and I have pride in Osborne Dorsey. I look at a doorstop behind the door and I have pride in Osborne Dorsey. I look at a doorstop, plastic, wood, whatever, and I see Osborne Dorsey. I look and I see a reflection of me. I look and I see feet upon the door and head over the lamb, and I have pride and honor within myself because I know that my forefathers, made it possible for this whole wide world to go around, for this whole world to make life a little easier. Because no longer do you have to push and pull and hope don't nobody go in. Now you got a doorknob. Yes, Osborne Dorsey. Sir, Mr. Osborne Dorsey. Doorknob, door stop. Oh, my bad. Let me see. He was 16. Yeah, when he invented the doorknob and door stop. 16. Wow. D.C. He was in D.C. There's not too much information on him, of course, like I keep telling people time and time again. When you blast blacks, there is no real information on you because, see, you don't have the feet of polished gold. You don't have the hair of the world or land. So you must acknowledge the J that you're not allowed to say. So long as you see that J and call it G or A, you're all right. I, on the other hand, have knowledge, and Jesus is there, somebody else's God. Anyway, we're not going there. We're talking about Osborne Dorsey, the creator of the doorknob. Osborne Dorsey, the creator of the doorstop. Osborne Dorsey, Peter Potter's going ahead and overlap. Osborne Dorsey, another member with Peter Potter's going ahead and overlap, who making the whole wide world go around easier. As always, Asante Sana, thank you very much. Moja Kupanda, one love, Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoka Yuu, peace from above.